Hello, this is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest is Van Brooks, who's director of the Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism. And Van's here today to talk to us about the various things that the Governor's Office is doing to promote service and volunteerism in Maryland and some recent awards that are coming up. So, Van, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming, and I'm honored by your coming because I know that you're doing great stuff to help all of us, to help all of us. And that's something that people sometimes forget when they think about government, that it's actually for all of us, mm-hmm. not just for a few. So first of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism?
Sure. The Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism was established in 1994. It's an office that receives funds from the federal agency, the Corporation for National and Community Service, to administer the AmeriCorps state program.
Uh-huh.
So through that program, AmeriCorps, we receive approximately $4.2 million for this program each year. Uh-huh. We support 20 AmeriCorps programs that cover a majority of the state. And the AmeriCorps programs provide living allowances to individuals who commit to service for a fixed term and accomplish goals such as improving the literacy of third grade students in Baltimore City schools.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And your job as director is to make everything work, right?
Yes, sir. I oversee everything.
What's your background? How long have you been with... You're fairly new, aren't you?
I am new. I've been with the office for 8 months now,
uh-huh.
So it's been an exciting journey.
That's great. That's long enough to know where some of the bones are buried, right?
Absolutely. I won't sink now.
All right. Let's talk about the history of the office. How long has the office been around?
So as I said, it's been around since 1994,
uh-huh.
Continually. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's always been a huge part in making sure that AmeriCorps programs receive the funding that was needed, and definitely when it comes to volunteers and just service in general, making sure that we connect those communities with the services and resources that we have to offer as a state.
And I would guess that over that amount of time, the program has changed.
Some programming has changed, uh-huh. but we do still have a few programs from back then that are still in our portfolio. And again, it's just, you know, we really focus greatly on recognizing volunteers who serve across the state.
All right. What do you currently do to make the program work?
So what do we currently do to make the program work? Can you elaborate?
Well, I mean,
more on that?
You know, I mean, your job as director, do you who supervises the volunteers, for example?
So each AmeriCorps program has a mm-hmm. director, and that director will supervise that program and make sure that everything is running properly, and then they'll just report to our office.
Okay, and the and you said there's one program or multiple programs?
There's 20 programs.
Uh huh.
Yes. So there's 20 directors who all report directly to us, and you know, our job is to make sure everything is running smoothly.
Yeah. Partners, who are your partners?
I'll be here all day talking about partners.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. It's a very good thing. But you know, we do have some partners in programs like Volunteer Maryland who are doing a great job at touching different parts of the state. And it just makes our job extremely easy, or shall I say, when we have great partners like that.
Great. How can someone find out more information about the office?
Oh, you can visit our website at gosv.maryland.gov. That's where everything can be found right now. We do have social media as well. Our Twitter handle is @MarylandGOSV, and then our Facebook is called the Maryland Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism.
Okay, great. Thank you. AmeriCorps, for somebody to be eligible to work in AmeriCorps, do they have a You said that they have to commit to a year. Are there any other requirements for them?
Yes, there are a ton of, well, I wouldn't say a ton, but there are some requirements that vary. Uh-huh. The best way to really figure out what those requirements are, I would definitely suggest everyone go visit our website.
Okay.
Because it's a lot of information to take in.
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. The Governor's Service Awards.
Yes.
Could you give us a history and tell us about how that came about?
So the Governor's Service Awards is in its 35th year, and it recognizes everyday volunteers who go above and beyond to serve our state. Uh-huh. There's 15 categories that recognizes a range of volunteers, including faith-based volunteers, business, youth volunteers, and for a volunteer that's been serving for more than 20 years, we have a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Great. And are these given out every year?
They are. Yes, they are. It's extremely important, as I mentioned earlier, to recognize the everyday citizens who dedicate their time to volunteering. And this is an excellent way that the governor recognizes them.
Yeah.
We do it on a daily basis through certificates that we are able to give to volunteers. But this one is extremely special.
That's great. When I was a lot younger and a lot more cynical, I looked at awards being given. You know, I saw them in the newspaper and people would talk about awards being given. I thought, oh, geez, they're just awards. You know, I mean, how many awards? But I recognize that actually, not only does that recognize somebody's hard work, you know, in their ministry, but it also is a stimulation for others. It reminds us all about the need to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that is wonderful to encourage.
Yes. And we like to encourage that because, you know, oftentimes volunteers may not get a thank you. And they dedicate so much time to it. So for us to be able to come in and say thank you, it gives them a lot more motivation and sometimes takes them over the top to continue that service. You never know what a volunteer may be going through. So just a thank you from our office could make all the difference in the world and in their service.
It does too, and especially from the governor's office. That's quite some praise for somebody working at the lower level and not getting any praise or not getting any recognition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And somebody from the governor's office also, it also tells somebody that you know, folks that are neighbors and friends or even just, you know, that live in the neighborhood that, you know, if you do service, somebody notices.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the folks, I mean, I know the Lord told us to be, you know, to do service for service
mm-hmm.
sake and not to expect reward. I guess that's right out of the Bible. But at the same time, you know, we need a little bump.
Mm-hmm.
We need a little bump. It keeps us going, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
It creates ripples, right? Ripples.
Absolutely.
We're talking about ripples, and sooner or later, those ripples might get a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The awards that, what are the most recent awards that have been given?
So the most recent, in February, we had the Black History Month Award, which was the first time we run that. But then we also have the Governor's Office, the Governor's Service Awards coming up in June. Well, I'm sorry, coming up in October, but the deadline to apply is every June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the two major ones that we have now.
And I guess folks could find out the deadline for applying every June by going to your website?
You're correct. You're correct.
Great.
And again, that website is gosv.maryland.gov.
Uh-huh. That's great. Who's gotten these awards in the past? Give us some examples, please.
So we have a few great examples. One that really stands out to me is Grace Callowood, a 13-year-old girl who survived stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. And she started a nonprofit called the We Can Serve Movement that provides swift solutions for sick homeless and foster children.
Wow.
And that stands out to me because that was my first award that I was able to attend. So I was able to meet her in person and hand her award. And, you know, just hearing her story and what she went through was extremely encouraging. And I was happy to be a part of that day.
Yeah, yeah. My goodness, what a wonderful ministry that is.
Yeah.
When folks can turn something bad that's happened to them and turn it to good,
yeah,
it helps others. My goodness, mm-hmm. my mm-hmm. goodness, we all have to applaud that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have so many people who are doing that, and we would like to recognize them for that.
That's great. That's great. Let's see. You mentioned that you also have a youth award.
We do. Yes, we do. And that youth award was Grace who received that last year.
Uh-huh. And business awards.
Yes.
What's a business that has gotten an award for what they've done?
So Giant Food is one of the businesses who is extremely dedicated to service and volunteerism. So they were a recipient of the award.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What did they do to qualify?
So theirs was just food distribution to families in need in Howard County.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Good for them. Good yeah. for them.
Mm-hmm.
And one would think the Giant is doing that in all of our counties in the city too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them. Let's see. How does volunteering in Maryland compare to other states? Are we a more volunteer kind of state, or are we volunteer challenged?
So actually, Maryland was ranked the second most charitable state in the country in 2017, wow. according to a report by Wallet Hub. So I'll say when it comes to service and volunteerism and charitable giving, we compare pretty well as a state.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's yeah. wonderful.
Yeah.
My goodness. For the awards, the award process itself, does somebody have to apply, or do you folks just, you know, solicit things, or how does that work?
So someone has to apply.
Uh-huh.
They'll go on our website and they can find all the information there to apply. As I mentioned earlier, early June is mm-hmm. is the time to go in and do that. So we're really encouraging people to go visit the website and get their nominations in now.
Yeah, now's a good time. Now's a good time. I guess just the basic eligibility is that they've done this service in Maryland.
Yes,
in the state.
A commitment to the state of Maryland in service.
They could be a resident of California, but as long as they've done the work in Maryland.
Maryland's where is that? We want to move from number two to number one.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Number two is great, but number one's better.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's wonderful. We're about running out of time. Do you have anything more you want to add at this point?
Again, I'll definitely want to continue to push that people go and put their nominations in. It's a great ceremony. It's a great way of saying thank you. It's a great way of recognizing those who are doing the work in every single day. And we would love to have as many nominations as possible. And again, you can do that at gosv.maryland.gov.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Absolutely. And I encourage folks to do that because it's a way just by applying, that's a bit of a thank you too, isn't it?
Absolutely. And by applying, it puts those organizations and individuals on our radar as well.
Amen.
Even if they don't receive or receive that award this year, they're on our radar, and that's always a good thing too.
Yeah, sounds like a win-win to me.
Absolutely.
All right. Unfortunately, living in Baltimore, we're about out of time. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Van Brooks, who's director of the Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism, for being our guest today. Thank you, Van.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Will do.
And for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want you to remember that the Governor's Service Awards is a win-win. We win as Marylanders, and those folks win, and the folks that they help win. So I want to thank you for tuning in today. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.